Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson, president of Body Sculpt of New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 12, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by the beautiful, youthful, and inspiring Rosanda Chili Thomas from that R&B group TLC. Now, Chili will share her philosophy on health, fitness, and her upcoming TV show, and so much more. Chili Thomas is the real deal. You don't want to miss this episode. Remember the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks of Fitness. Rosanda Chili Thomas is the embodiment of the term triple threat. The singer, actress, dancer is best known as Chili, one third of the iconic, crazy, sexy, cool R&B group TLC. Chili, along with T-Boz Watkins and the late Lisa Left Eye Lopez, made hits that empowered women and took on subjects that were taboo. Four-time Grammy winners, 4 number one singles, and 4 multi-platinum albums, and 10 top 10 singles, this woman is amazing. I am pleased to welcome to our 6 Weeks of Fitness program, Chili. Chili, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for such a sweet intro.
Well, hey, you're an amazing woman, and here in New York, we really admire you, and my listeners are very excited that I'm going to be speaking with you. And so I have some questions I want to ask, and I want you to give me your best answers. Okay?
All right.
First of all, how's the weather? And are you in Atlanta right now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, how's the weather out there?
It's still pretty good right now, you know, not crazy cold yet.
Excellent. I mean, over here, we'll get the cold before you will, so don't worry about that. You know, we know here at 6 Weeks of Fitness that you are extremely talented and you always stay busy, but is it hard to maintain a healthy lifestyle with your busy schedule?
It's really not that hard, in my opinion, because once you understand you know, what you're not supposed to eat, then you can figure out what, you know, what's left from that, you know? So I can go to any restaurant and find something like a better version, than, you know, what they're offering. If it's one of those restaurants that you probably shouldn't be in the first place. Right. So yeah, you can always get something healthier.
Okay. So it's about knowing what's healthy and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And once you know, then you're able to make better choices. That's what you're saying, correct?
Correct, yes.
That's beautiful. Now, we know that most women don't like telling their age. And actually, Chili, I know quite a few men who don't either. But you're so youthful looking, and I know you're not 21. What's your secret to looking good, looking great?
It's really not a secret. You know, I eat right. You know, I exercise. I take care of my skin. I don't, you know, put toxins in my body like alcohol, and I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't do anything like that.
So it sounds to me like you are really you embody healthy lifestyle. You embody it. You live it.
Absolutely.
That is beautiful. I mean, it's wonderful to hear. A lot of times people will say things, but, you know, it sounds to me like you really are living it. And when someone looks at you, you're living proof that whatever you're doing is definitely working.
Thank you very much.
And because of the fact that, you know, I'm a trainer myself, and mm-hmm. my organization is called Body Sculpt of New York, and we believe in being healthy. We focus on obesity prevention for, you know, kids and families. What is a typical or daily workout for Chili?
Well, I'm not a gym kind of person. I do all of my workouts at my house. I use a lot of the all the Beachbody workout programs, the DVDs. I do all of the P90Xs at T25, the more recent one called 21 Day Fix and Brazilian Butt Lift Workout DVD. So I switch it up so that I don't get bored. And then, you know, you have to confuse the muscle, as you know this. And so, you know, you're doing different things, you see results a lot faster. And it's fun, more fun that way.
Yes, I know that you're a Beachbody coach now, speaking of Beachbody. And it sounds like you're not just a coach. I mean, basically, you follow the program to the T.
Oh, I do. I mean, I was, I was on their products before I joined the family, you know, so they found me because I was always tweeting. I only tweet about stuff that, you know, I truly believe in. So if I say I like it, someone hasn't called me and asked me to do it because, you know, people do that all the time. I'm like, all right, let me try it out first. And if I like it, I'll talk about it. If not, I'm not saying anything.
Right, right. So if you don't believe in it, you're not going to promote it.
No. We'll not do it.
Wow, that is really good. Sounds like you have a conscience, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because people look up to you, they respect you, and they say, well, if Chili's doing it, it must be the right thing to do. So you're conscious of what your fans think about you, and I appreciate that, you know, really do.
Thank you.
Now, I know also you are a contestant on the Food Network, second season of Rachel versus Guy Celebrity Cook-Off.
Yes.
Right, you did pretty well. How much did you cook?
Oh, I cook all the time. I cook.
Ah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I lived in California, I probably wouldn't cook as much because, you know, they're so on top of healthy eating out there. You know, you can go to so many different places and get a great quinoa salad and all of that. And it's not like that in Atlanta, you know. And so I cook a lot of my meals, most of my meals at home. But I do enjoy cooking, so it's not like it's a task.
Well, that's beautiful. Cause I know you have a son as well, correct?
I do.
And so it's important that he eats well. And so basically by you feeding him healthy food, you're actually giving him a good start in his life.
Absolutely. And it starts at home. You know, I think as parents, it's our responsibility to make sure that, you know, our kids are doing everything better than we are actually, you know, and, you know, they grow up and go out on their own and do the things they want to do. If they choose to, you know, not stay that way, that's on them. But it's not because they don't have the information and they didn't grow up, you know, around that kind of thing. So, you know, when my son was little, I never gave him candy. We didn't do no trick-or-treating. You know what I'm saying? I didn't introduce his body to refined sugars and stuff like that, you know. And so I just feel that, you know, and then a lot of people say, oh, my child won't eat that. I'm like, what do you mean they won't eat it? And they're kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, a child is not going to dictate what I buy at the grocery store. Are you kidding me? They don't pay for anything. So, you know, that's when you have to, you know, understand your role. You're the mother, you know, the parent, whether, you know, if it's a father that's raising kids, whatever, you're the parent. So parent, you know?
Exactly. Interesting. You know, you're so right because parents don't realize they're, you know, you're your child's first line of defense, okay, when it comes to these different diseases and problems. You've got to lead the way. You're a role model for your child, right?
That's right. Absolutely. That's true.
Right.
That is so true.
So by you doing this, you know, you're telling your child, yes, I love you, and because I love you, I am feeding you the food that I know that you need to nurture your young body.
Right. That's right.
That's the key.
So true.
That is beautiful. Now, when you're on the road, okay, and you're on the road with T-Boz, I know she has sickle cell. Do you help her with eating? Do you help her in any kind of way with her eating habits or healthy regimen?
Yeah, I do. We talk together. I mean, it's a lot that she, you know, informs me on too because of her disease. She knows a lot of different remedies. You know, natural remedies to to use for different things to keep the immune system, you know, up to where it needs to be. And so we discussed a lot of healthy things together. So and she has to be up on it, you know, because of her disease. So.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, the fact that you care and you show that you care by spreading the knowledge and wisdom that you have in regards to health. Now, when did it start for you? When did you get that wake-up call where I need to eat healthy, I need to be healthy? When did it start for you? How long ago?
Well, I grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist, and my big mama, you know, by the time I was born, that was, you know, she was a Seventh-day Adventist, and so, you know, I didn't grow up eating pork and a lot of things that Seventh-day Adventists don't eat. So I was already kind of into on a good, healthy road anyway. And so then as I got older, you know, I developed acid reflux. And so I had to change my diet completely. And so I haven't had a soda in 20 years, you know what I mean? So it just, yeah, you know, and I don't drink that. And then, you know, things that are acidic, like I can't have lemonade, which is not bad for you, but it's bad for my stomach. You know what I'm saying? So I have to stay away from acidic things. But, and I just, and then even as of recently, because I'm always trying to get better, you know, I think I eat well, but I'm not like great at it yet. You know, it's always room for improvement. So I've just recently found out how awful canola oil is for you. And, you know, there's this ingredient that they put in ice creams and milks and stuff like that to thicken them. It's called carrageenan, or it's either pronounced as carrageenan or carrageenan. One of those. And it's an ingredient that causes inflammation in the body, and that is the last thing we want to, you know, put in our system. So I have to go back through my refrigerator and empty some stuff out. You know?
Wow.
So I'm always trying to get more knowledge about, you know, eating good and just, you know, putting good things in my body, because I don't want to develop diseases because of something I put in my system, you know?
I do. I know all too well. You know, I recently wrote a book called 6 Weeks to a Flatter Stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that because, you know, most diseases, 70% of your immune system is in your stomach, and most diseases occur right there.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So so what you're doing is right by making sure that whatever you put in your system is going to nurture you and be nutritious for you and not
right.
going to be a sick. So you have got the formula. You know what you're talking about, young lady. You
Thank
really
you. I'm,
do.
I'm trying. I just want to, you know, just improve all the time.
Oh, you know, you're awesome. This is great. Now, I have a couple more questions for you, though. So, but you're doing well. And speaking of water, because I know that you've been involved with encouraging moms and kids about the importance of health with the Dasani campaign to get them to drink more water. How successful mm-hmm. is that? How's that going?
Well, that run was a great success. And I mean, since then, you know, again, because it's a lifestyle of mine, I'm always encouraging and, you know, talking to people about the how wonderful water is, even down to pH balanced water, which is my absolute favorite, because, you know, you want an alkaline body, not acidic. And most of our bodies are more acidic because of the things that we eat, and diseases thrive, you know, off of bodies that are more acidic. You know, they can't live in a pH balance zone. So, you know, I tell people that all the time. And when you drink so much water, and even like, you know, I don't drink coffee, but okay. If you buy, you know, coffee, like the coffee beans, from what I hear from, you know, like a farmer's market or something like that, that's better for you because it's pure. It's not cut with anything. So when you buy it already, you know, ground up and everything, you don't know what they're putting in that stuff, you know? So you're just getting addicted from the caffeine and whatever else, you know, it's just bad stuff, you know? So I think that, you know, and then when you drink so much water like that, your skin, everything is just so different. It's amazing. You see the difference. You really do. The only downside is that you do visit the potty room quite a bit, but
Yeah, but you know what? That's okay because you're getting rid of all the impurities
and
you're gone.
All the toxins, that's right.
Exactly. Look at you. I mean, you are the perfect spokesperson for Beachbody and for parents. I'm impressed. It's like a commercial right here. You know, it really is. Now, what advice would you give to parents, especially African-American and Latino families that face the epidemic of obesity these days?
Yeah. Well, there's a reason that I don't think anybody is naturally overweight. You know, I do not believe that. And you have to, you know, look at everything that you're putting in your body, read about it. You know, it's nothing wrong with beans, but refried beans are probably not the best way to eat them. You know what I'm saying? So there's always a better way. Like my favorite food is soul food, but I only eat my own or my mother's because, you know, we cook it in a very healthy way. I saute my greens. I don't boil them for 100 hours. I certainly don't put any kind of fat meat stuff in it. I don't even use turkey anymore. I use different herbs and stuff like that, and it is so good. You just have to become a chemist in that kitchen and figure it out and get it all together and get your recipes together and, you know, make sure you read labels. You have to read those labels. It's so important. And when you cannot pronounce most of the words that you're reading, then you need to put it back.
So true. So true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you see, you know, the word artificial, period, I don't care if it says color flavoring, you don't want to put anything artificial in your body. Like, seriously, like, why are they even doing this? Why would you make something like that to sell to people to, you know, eat?
Yeah.
So, but they do. But again, you know, it's up to us to get that knowledge and know the difference.
Exactly. That's why I believe that we need to, you know, stay educated on what's in these, in the foods. You need to know.
Yeah, okay? You do.
You do. And I think having people like yourself, you know, who are very high profile, speaking this type of message, you will definitely get the word out, you know? That's
important. I will forever, ever keep doing it. I will never stop.
Well, I know that for a fact because you haven't stopped yet, and I don't think anything is going to stop you at this point, you know? Now, I know that you have a program coming up on True TV called Fake Off.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I'm very excited to be a part of an amazing show, a show that's very different, you know, than what you see on TV today. Fake Off is, you know, when you think of faking, it's, for this show, it's an illusion. And and these groups come together, and their talents range from, like, L Wire and Blacklight, miming and video mapping, all this stuff that you know, that you can only see when you go to Vegas or, you know, just here and there. You don't see it all of the time. You certainly don't see it consistently on television. And, you know, that's basically what it's about. And it's 10 groups that are coming together competing. And they're all given different themes from iconic moments and, you know, anything from television to movies to whatever, you know, and they have to put their own twist on the theme and use their gifts, and the fake has to be so good that we thought it was real, like the real deal. So it's amazing. I'm telling you, if people tune in, you will really enjoy the show because you'll be more amazed at how people, you can do stuff like this and you don't have to pay a fortune to put it together. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just a creative mind. That's what you need. That's all you need. And that's priceless.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, this is going to be a weekly show, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the first episode airs on the 27th, which is on a Monday.
Next Monday. Next Monday night at 10 o'clock.
Great. because I want what I want to do is let all you know listeners know about it as much as possible.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Most definitely, because it sounds like a wonderful program to watch. And this is something the entire family can watch, am I right?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Everybody can watch it. The dog, the cat. Everybody can tune in.
Okay, that's excellent. That's good to know. But was it fun being a judge?
Yes, it was. Oh, my goodness. I had such a blast because I, you know, I'm an entertainer, and I know good entertainment when I see it, you know, and so I really enjoyed watching them, and shoot, it was a lot that I was learning and was able to take away and add to my own, you know, shows, TLC shows, and it was just so cool to see something different, and even cooler to be a part of something that's so different.
That's different, and also that's unique, that's going to actually grow, you know, and I'm sure everyone will be talking about it, you know, so that's awesome. But let's go back to TLC before we finish up, and can you tell my listeners what you guys are up to now and what's in the future? Any music coming up?
Well, we have a big announcement we're going to make next week on Good Morning America, and yeah, so we're really excited for, you know, our fans to hear this news. And, I mean, I can't wait. I want you to tune in because it's going to be some good stuff.
Do you know what day on Good Morning America that's going to air?
I believe it will be the morning of the 29th. I'll make sure that you get the correct date, but I'm almost positive it's the 29th. It was the 30th, but we switched it, so it's going to be I'm thinking it's going to be the 29th.
Okay, that's good. And what I'm going to do, I want to make sure this segment, this episode gets up online by Monday morning.
Please. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because I want to promote the fact that you're going to be on True TV. I want to do as much as we can to get the word out what Chili's doing, you know?
Absolutely.
Definitely. Hey, look, I feel like we're kindred spirits because you work out and you're in great shape. You embody the epitome, you're the epitome of health and happiness, and I'm into that. I love it. I really do.
That's good. You know, we just have to keep spreading the word, and you know, and yes. Hopefully we touch a whole bunch of people. So
yes. Now I know that a TV movie was recently released about TLC. I wanted to touch on this for a second. Were you happy with the finished result?
Yeah, I mean, I was completely involved. It was my idea to do it. It was one of my long time, many dreams for my group to have a movie about, you know, our lives and the stuff that we went through. I mean, unfortunately, you can't get everything in 2.5 hours, but, you know, we got a lot. We got a lot in there. But yes, I was very, very pleased with how it turned out.
Well, see, that's so important because so many times what happens is, you know, your intentions are good, but by the time it goes to the screen, they drop a lot of the information or the personality, the characters weren't depicted properly, and there's all types of issues, you know, but that's not the case here, so that's great.
No, I mean, we were executive producers for our movie, so, yeah, okay. we were involved from day one.
Excellent. Now, we know that you're a singer, a dancer, an actress, television personality now. You're even a cook, workout coach, all of this. But is there something that you haven't done that you would like to do?
Yes, I want to do voiceovers for cartoons.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah, and I want to get more into, you know, doing comedy stuff, just funny stuff. Like, you know, my group, T-Boz and I are going to do a skit with Key and Peele. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
What's the name?
Key and Peele.
Not me. My listeners might be.
What? You have to go on YouTube and just type in Key and Peele, and you don't even understand. These guys are so funny. It's amazing the stuff they come up with, and their show is on Comedy Central. And I saw them like a year ago, and I fell in love, and I was just, I mean, I'm talking like knee slapper kind of laughing, you know? They are crazy funny, and I was like, oh my God, Tiana and I got to be on this show. We got to do something with them, and it's finally going to happen, so this week. Yep. So I'm so excited.
And they say you put it out there, you believe it, it's going to happen. So that's what you're doing. That's good, that good energy is happening. That's awesome. Now, is there any actor besides the guys you just mentioned or entertainers that you would love to work with besides the ones you just mentioned?
Will Ferrell.
Really?
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, is that right?
Yes. Wow. I love him. He is so awesome. Like, he's probably the only actor I would, like, make out with on TV.
Well, you heard it right here. Shirley would make out with Will Ferrell. I think we all have a shot then, if that's the case. That is...
I mean, you know, you expect to make out with, you know, somebody want to make out with The Rock or something like that, you know, but I mean, Will Ferrell to me is just, he is a funny man and he's so brilliant. He's amazing. So I would like do anything with him. He's crazy. He's nuts. And I love that.
Really? So he would be like on your bucket list. That's the number one guy.
Yeah. Will Ferrell.
Oh man. Well, if I knew Will, I'd put a call in, but I don't know Will. But I know a lot of other guys. I know a lot of other guys. But that's funny. Let me just say that, because I know you, I really, really do appreciate the time, and I'm really promised I am wrapping it up, okay? I really promise that. Just I'm enjoying the conversation. Mm-hmm. But my organization, Bodyscope of New York, we have an annual event called the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo in New York, and mm-hmm. we bring out, like, 3,000 kids come out, okay, to this program, and we engage them in all type of sports and fitness, nutrition activities to help mm-hmm. them to become more active. And if you're ever in New York in the summer of next June, you got to promise me that you're going to stop by the expo.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's awesome. I would love to.
Yeah, it's on June 28th, a Saturday. But I'm just saying, you know, I know that your schedule is going to be crazy and everybody else is going to be calling you to do this and that. But if you're on the coast, you got to stop by and see what we do for the children. It's so real. And you can get with it because it's all about being healthy and natural eating and believing in yourself, self-esteem. Which brings me to my next and last point. You have a not-for-profit of your own called Chili's Crew.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, basically, it. Hold on one second. Let me make sure you can hear me. Basically, it is, you know, it touches on everything with these young girls. You know, we have, it's a 3-day event, and we have different type of workshops, talking to them about their bodies. We have a female gynecologist to come in and talk to the girls about hygiene and very important things like that. And, you know, like an esthetician to come and talk about, you know, their skin and how to take care of it and foods, the right foods to eat and exercise and stuff like that. So, you know, I want to help them starting from the inside to out. And that's basically what Chili's Crew is all about.
Well, I think they have the perfect role model, you know, to look up to when it comes to that and much, so much more. And we're going to make sure, in addition to my listeners, there's some other groups, associations that we have that we're in touch with, young women's associations that I will be getting this information out to about the interview because I want mm-hmm. them to hear it all across the country as much as possible. You know,
okay.
Chili?
Yeah.
As much as possible. So is there any way we can follow you? Social media, Facebook? Can you give us some information on that?
Yeah. On Twitter, it is Official Chili.
Official Chili. Okay.
Yeah, Official Chili. And I'm also on Instagram, and that is The Real Chili.
Oh, The Real Chili. Okay. This is great. The Official Chili and The Real Chili.
Yeah.
I'll take either one. That's great. Okay, so we can follow you there. All right. And so anything else that you'd like for us to take away from this interview today?
You know, no, I just, you know, again, because, you know, mainly we're talking about health and stuff. It's just, you know, really educate yourself because knowledge is power. And the more you find out and that get that information, the better you'll be, because you'll know how to make better decisions and stuff because you'll have that knowledge. So it's important to do that.
Perfect. With that being said, on behalf of Body Scope of New York, 6 weeks of fitness, we'd like to thank you, Chili, so much for your time, being out here, coming out to talk to my listeners about the importance of good health, and also updating us on your upcoming projects. You are a winner. You are the best. We love you. Take care, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye. Okay.